what's the overall note episode? Episode one? Like, are we getting past episode one before that happens? Or? Mm-hmm.
It's episode one.
Episode
one. Opening scene.
All right. A little realistic here.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, and it's not just me that says it. Other people are saying it. The Quibbler says it. And I'm joined by my co-hosts, Gingy, my love, and Kelly's fourth most attractive child.
That's a fucking lie. That's a fucking lie. I can laugh at that one because that's a lie. I'm the most attractive child.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
He says it's not just me that says it. People are saying it.
You put my siblings in the room, that's all you.
Oh, they'll tell you?
Yeah, they'll tell you. I got the cutest kid too, so you know, it checks out.
Damn. Fuck your niece and nephew, huh?
Right? Yeah, fuck them. I got the cutest kid.
Oh my god, couple of Quasimodos. Wow.
Right.
We have made it to our next to last recap episode, our Game of Thrones season 7 recap episode. It took us a while, but we did make it to the end. It was a big one, Ginge. How do you feel?
It was a good season. Short, but good.
Short, but it took us forever. I'm looking at my notes here, right. And my note for episode one, I typed this up on October 24th.
Has it really been that long?
Yes.
Yeah. Dang.
October 24th.
Oh, I can't tell mine because I go in and
edit. See, what had happened was I typed up episode three on November 12th. Episode four, I typed it up on December 5th. And then episode five, we didn't do again until... January 9th is when I typed that one up.
Didn't we? Isn't the December 5th one the one we didn't finish?
And then yeah.
We also finished in January?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
What an interesting, like, what a long, strange.
Yo, what a season. The shortest season so far took us the longest to fucking record. Like, go figure. Only on this podcast does that shit happen.
But we're here. We made it.
And we are. And we're regular people. We're not content creators. This isn't our job.
Right?
We do have lives. We don't get paid for this shit. We're doing this shit for free.
Sometimes it'd be
so cool. If anybody does want to pay us out there, reach out to Lauren Lovegood on all platforms. D-O-O-D-E. Yes. Everywhere.
Wow.
And she will relay the message.
I sure will.
It's funny that I'm bringing this up. Because Brittany asked me yesterday, she was like, since her name's on the podcast, she was like, do you think that she would let y'all know if y'all started getting paid?
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, I'm sure she would. And she was like, well, what if she's collecting ad money now? You just don't know about it. I was like, nah. I listen to every episode. The moment I hear a fucking Windex commercial or some shit, if I hear her talking about my husband can't get it up, so here's some pills. In the middle of an episode, like, I'm gonna be pissed. I'm flying off the handle.
Oh man. I mean, like, even if that wasn't the case, there would be signs that I'm getting paid to
do. The motherfucker comes in on the podcast, James, with rhinestones on her bonnet. And then we know something's up. Yo, you come in here with a fucking bejazzled bonnet. I'm going the fuck off. Oh shit.
That's how you know this is a black podcast.
Absolutely.
Well, we're gonna play a couple games and then we're just gonna look forward to season 8 because
I do have a big idea for a season 8 recap thing that we can do.
Okay.
But it's gonna take somebody in this podcast on this call. Knows, like, not me, not it. to a lot of fucking legwork. So
what is it?
So if all goes to plan and we stick the schedule, which we probably will not do, We should be able to finish up season 8 around the same time March Madness is going on. So I was thinking we have what, 60, how many episodes I think it was, James, total? 70 something? Low
60.
70s?
Sure.
Ish,
I don't
whatever,
remember.
of episodes. We could do a top 64 and do a bracket and go through a bracket together to find out what's the best episode in the series.
Well, how does that require one person to do a lot of work?
Because you're gonna have to seed everything. So like Battle of the Bastards would be a one seed.
So I could always just seed it from the drafts.
Oh yeah, you could.
Okay. You
But then, and it's three of us, so we could pick. Like, we wouldn't have to bring our. We could bring our own picks, but it'd be majority of rules. So, like, we could get through this, and it would
Okay.
be
Three
good.
of us, there's a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
All right.
And the more I'm thinking about this, we need to name the brackets too. So it's like they have the east, north, south, and west, whatever brackets. When they do this, we could have like the Daenerys bracket, the Cersei bracket, the Jon bracket, the Arya bracket.
All right. I will figure it out. I'm sure there's an app I can plug it into.
Absolutely.
So.
There is.
Well, I mean, an app that I can plug just like my own stuff into and not like, because I know there's an app. I know
Got a
there's.
lot of
No,
ideas in
I'm
my head
saying
that are going to
like
fall out, so.
you could definitely tell ChatGPT to make you a bracket of all the Game of Thrones episodes.
And we can even, if we want to put them all in there, we can put some play-in games.
There's only one. Oh, that's right, because there's only one left over because it is 65 episodes. 10,
No,
10,
it's
20, 30, 40, 50, 67.
73,
Okay.
72, 72 or 73.
70 is 73 because it's
Math is
66
hard.
next season.
So then
The last two is
if you
13.
subtract out this, carry the one, then we could omit like all the ones that didn't get drafted
Okay.
off rip, and then see how many we got after that. So that's subtract six.
All right.
We'll have one left off of this one. So that's seven subtracted, and then we'll have
All the
two left off of eight. No, we're picking all of it. Eight. Never mind. Now we make it work. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, audience.
out. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to our brainstorming process.
That's just a sign that this recap is probably going to be kind of short.
Woo, buddy. Well, we thought, I was just like, maybe this might only be like one and a half Zoom calls. But
We just brainstormed for a full Zoom call, so.
we brainstormed like the first part of the Zoom
And
record
I could have ate.
was a.
Yeah, I could have ate. My stomach is touching my fucking back right now because I thought we were get this bitch going.
All right, well let's get started with do they make it? Ginge, this is your last opportunity for a lot of these characters to tell us whether or not you think they're gonna make it. All right. So to recap the people who have made it thus far. Jon Snow. They're not going to kill him twice. That's where you are right now.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Danny, you just said yes. And it like there was no explanation but just yes. And do you still feel that way?
Yes.
Okay. Cersei, and you think she like you went from exile to yes. We're gonna lose her. I love your thinking face.
Oh, he has her making it or he has her dying?
You guys are dying.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a question while you're thinking.
Okay.
Can Daenerys and Cersei both make it in the same world? They're both still alive. Can they both make it? or does somebody got to go?
All right, so the reason why I'm saying that maybe not is because Cersei got a baby now.
Okay.
Got a kid growing in her. So, like, are they gonna kill off the kid too? Because that would be sad. They've already killed off all the rest of them, but that would be a baby. A baby.
We watched dogs eat a baby, like an actual baby that a woman had just birthed. Dogs ate that baby.
Oh, yeah, true. We did, didn't we? All
Yeah.
right, she's still gonna die.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
There it is. All right. That helps. So Jamie, you do think Jamie survives?
Yep, still do.
You think Sansa survives?
Yep, still do.
Just to cut in on Jamie, like he's headed somewhere. Like
Well,
he's headed north.
he going with John,
Yep,
and they're gonna be
still.
best buddies.
I guess listen, if Jamie's in a really good situation to survive now, he is switching sides, it seems.
And he going straight to Winterfell, and
First thing he's doing when he gets there.
Brienne.
Hey, you, let's go.
We all right. Sam, yes.
He better.
I mean, he just brought us good news or news. I don't know if it's good or not, depending on how you take it.
Now, here's one you were fully wrong on. Littlefinger. You originally thought he would stay in his place, and then the last time we asked, you were like, I wish, but I feel like somehow he's gonna make it.
I am so happy I'm wrong on this.
Yeah, right. To be fair, though, it did look like he was going to somehow make it.
Exactly.
They did. And Theon, you think he makes it?
I still do.
Okay.
Yeah, I still do.
Okay.
And again, it seems like his fortunes have changed.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's gonna have like a tough time fighting Euron, cause
But
like,
it looks like he's growing some balls.
but he has like manned up a little bit.
Do you think he's gonna get her back?
Yeah.
Do you think he gets her back in time enough for like the Iron Islands to go fight in the north?
Probably not. I don't see them joining the fight.
Do you
Or if
think
they
he
do, it's going to be there at the islands.
Do you think he gets her back and still concedes to her being queen of the Iron Islands? Especially if he gets her back and all these people start backing him?
No, she's still a queen.
Okay.
All right.
And if he does do that, then I'm never going to like him.
Yeah, he's like, I'm really off. To be
Like.
fair, he's tried this one time in terms of like trying to be a ruler and it didn't work out. So hopefully he learned his lesson. Maybe this ain't your place, buddy.
Now,
You're a good number two.
what's he gonna have to do?
There's nothing he can
Nothing. There's nothing he can do.
I'm gonna
He could
bet.
hit he could kill the White Walker King dude, and I still wouldn't be.
I'm gonna bet that you're gonna change your opinion.
Nah.
I think you're gonna change your opinion.
Oh, man.
Put a pin in this. We're gonna come back to this.
We'll put a pin in
Yeah, put a pin to this.
I like the way you're sitting back. Like you're
It's because I'm hungry, man. I'm trying to make myself comfortable so my stomach ain't growling. I don't get fed here at this house.
right, well, we've lost Marge, but Mel is still with us. So are we gonna see Mel? Like she said she won
She
Mel's
says she needs to
trust.
come back. Yeah, she did
She
say
said
she.
she was gonna die here. Is she gonna die in Westeros?
Yeah, I think she's coming back.
Okay. And you think she's gonna die? Do you still think it will be Davos?
No. I don't think it's going to be Davos.
And this is a hard season to come out of and kind of judging who people are at this point when we get to season 8, because it's a lot of people we haven't seen, or they just play like Davos like the second half of the season, really hasn't done shit. Like he's played kind of a small part.
I mean,
Yeah,
he's played a
except that one
role.
episode. That one
You said
episode.
what?
Played a huge part.
I said the second half of the season.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I
So
mean,
we don't know if he's turned a new leaf, if he's forgot all about that shit, if he like how he feels about it now. Like he might just be like, you know what, that's water under the bridge.
I don't think he's forgotten about
He
it.
has not forgotten Sheree.
But maybe he understands like there's bigger shit at play. Like the me worried about this red bitch if she comes back.
Okay. Considering, you know, her firepower and whatnot.
And
All right.
look into the flames.
I don't know. She could do something crazy and like, I don't know, give herself up to like the Lord of Light to for some power thing to help in the fight, but it cost her her life
Okay.
as like a redemption thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
Self-sacrifice.
something. All right. All right. We have lost Stannis. Now the mountain. Your last you predicted Clegane Bowl, which looks like it might be
Could
back
still
on.
happen.
Okay, so killed by the Hound was your original prediction. Most recently, you said you think he makes it, but only if he abandons ship. Like his fate is tied directly to Cersei.
I still think that, like,
Makes
his fate
sense.
is tied to Cersei.
It makes sense.
But I still think the Hound could be the one to kill him, though.
It's hard to see one surviving without the other, between him and
Yes,
Cersei.
I don't
You
really
gotta
see.
think if he dies, she dies.
And then, like, even if he didn't die, but she died, like, what's he gonna do now? So, like, I just feel like someone's gonna have to kill him anyways, because, I
Or
mean,
he just gets written off and we never see him ever again.
or that too, because, you know, they're famous for that.
We only have one more season left, so they can't make him row on a boat for fucking 5 seasons. I can't put this bitch on water.
All right, Jinj. Brienne of Tarth. You think she makes it and you think they fuck? Which,
Absolutely.
okay. Still standing toes on that.
Episode, are like, what's the over under on episode? Episode one? Like, are we getting past episode one before that happens, or?
It's episode one.
Episode one.
Opening scene.
All right, let's be a little realistic here.
Arrives in Winterfell. And they just get to it. Okay. All right. Tywin, we've lost Ramsay, we've lost Rickon, we've lost Roose, we've lost Dario. You think he's
We
still gonna
lost. We lost this. Keep it going.
it? All right. Jorah Mormont. You thought he wouldn't recover from his grayscale.
Yeah, Sam did the unexpected.
He did. So
Qyburn, he did Qyburn's dream.
I think he's still gonna die, though.
all right. He does die. All right. He does not make it. Now, Podrick Payne. Yeah.
Yeah, Padraig will make
Pod will make it. All right. Hodor
it.
was, in fact, Bran's fault. That was like 100% on. Now, now that we know he's done rowing, does Gendry make it? You said yes, and he's Arya's girl Friday. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, it's still gonna happen.
Okay. All right.
I was gonna ask you, do we even see this motherfucker again? Like he done ran all the way back.
Still catching his
Like
breath. In the cold. In the cold. Did you go running in this weather?
I did. When I
Did
was
it
trying to
hurt?
do my 1,000 miles. Yep.
Did it hurt?
I can't run in the cold. Like if it's like below 50, I can't run. Like my lungs hurt so bad.
That was fun. My hands hurt.
Running full speed the whole time.
I mean, I was running my jogging speed the whole time.
But not full speed. Not full sprint.
No.
What kind of running do you think people do where they just run full sprint?
Yeah, like a sprint is a short distance.
Whatever.
Like,
Yeah,
you think I'm
100
just
meter,
hitting the
200
back? You think
meter.
I'm just hitting the backyard, just running a 40 every day and just calling it a day?
Listen, Kendry got back to that castle very quickly.
Was it though? Was it? You know, the more I think about it, and the more, like, as long as we've known that Cersei's pregnant, the way time works and the amount of events that have happened in that time frame, like, she probably could have had this baby twice over.
It'll be born
Right.
episode one.
Oh, is Cersei gonna have that baby? Maybe she
Episode.
has the baby first. Maybe she has the baby first. And then Jamie just gets to raise their baby together as a single dad who works too hard. All right. Ollie didn't make it. Tyrion, you think he will be hand to whoever's on the throne? You still feel that way?
Yeah.
All right. We
If
do.
nothing else, he's kind of there. He's in a good spot.
I mean, he was about to be named heir, and then John went in there and started fucking Danny, and now everything's messed up.
But he doesn't want it. We don't want him to be heir now because we want him to be hand.
Yep.
For the prediction's sake, he needs to be the hand.
All right.
He's where he needs to be.
We lost the High Sparrow and we lost Tommen. Davos, you think he'll be by John's side? Wherever John is, it doesn't matter. Davos will be there.
Yep, still.
All right. Edmure Tully, you hope we never see again.
Hey, and we
We're
won't.
on pace.
Which I saw a TikTok of a girl and her boyfriend were out and they ran into Rhaenyra Targaryen. Like, just she was sitting out in a cafe and she's like, he was like, can my girlfriend take a picture with you? So she comes over and she's so excited to take the picture. And everyone's like, meanwhile, Edmure Tully is just casually sitting at the table, completely ignored. I was like, damn, that is him. Most people in the comments said Edmund Tully, so they really don't give a
Oh yeah, they don't give two
fuck.
shits.
All right.
That's a callback to Sir Who. Like, that's just as bad.
Grey
Sir Edmure is Sir Who.
Worm, you don't think he makes it?
Yeah.
Okay. You think he just burns it down? Burns it down. All right. Bronn, you said it would upset you, but no, you don't think he makes it. You think he dies saving Jamie's life now.
Well,
Got close.
we got super close to that
Yeah.
being like a thing. Honestly, you probably thought it was a thing. Probably had thought it happened at the end of the
Nah.
episode.
Nah, I knew there was alive the whole time.
I knew it the whole time.
No, I can remember watching that and thinking that Bronn had died because I didn't think, like, you see a scene like that right at the end of the episode. It's like, one of them died. And it can't be
Dead.
Jamie.
Okay. Do you still feel like Bronn dies? He's in a real good position. He's a lord.
Is he in a good position though? Because his protector just left. And Cersei already mad at him for doing things behind their backs. So
But
honestly, he need to just dip too.
for all we know, the way this show works, he's gonna pop up right beside Jamie next time we see Jamie.
That's what
Like, he
I'm
was there the
saying,
whole
like.
time.
He also gonna be at Winterfell?
Like, he might be there before Jamie's there. He might greet him at the door and be like, "Hey, showed up. Thought you was coming."
I mean, he was all buddy buddy with Tyrion. He do
Okay.
miss being around Tyrion. Jamie gone, I'll be leaving too.
Things
Yeah,
are.
ain't no need to stay.
All right, and that brings us to season seven's Do They Make It? TJ, do you have any? Because I do have.
I'd have put no thought in here. I do have somebody who's not a human that I want to ask, and
Oh, you know.
yeah, I think that I'll just do that one. It might be it. Unless I think of something as you're talking.
You can go first because I think I have.
Does Ghost make it?
Oh, mine was different.
Is Ghost still alive now?
We ain't seen him dead yet. So, like, does Ghost make it? Are we? Shit, does Ghost even pop up anymore? But yeah, does Ghost make it? I don't know what the fuck Ghost is at. We
I
ain't
don't
seen him.
know.
For all we know, he's at the wall.
Does Ghost make it?
I thought he was on the wall. Yeah, I think he's gonna make it.
You think he makes it? And obviously he'll be at John's side along with Davos.
I don't know if, well, yeah, but I don't know if that's kind of obvious because he ain't really been there by John's side for a while.
Yo, I feel bad for this dog. This dog has raised himself.
Maybe he'll go
Yup. We have not seen this dog get fed once. find him.
Will
He can
he
feed
go find
himself.
his sister? That's a
No,
spinoff.
but that'd be cute.
Ghost and Nymeria.
This point, if we put it past.
All right, well, since we've already lost one, are we gonna lose another? Does Rhaegal make it?
That's the one she rides, or the other one?
That's
No,
the other one.
Drogon is the one she rides. Rhaegal.
Drogon's one. Okay. Man, that's tough. Because, like, if it don't make it and it dies, then Night King got two dragons.
And I got a follow-up question to this, if depending on how you answer.
I'm gonna say that they survive.
Yes.
Okay, so my follow-up question is, does he find a rider?
Ooh.
And there's a reason I'm asking this.
Well, the thing is like John could be a writer. But would John actually
And I ask this because John does not know who he is. We
Right.
know who John is.
But he touched the dragon and the dragon let
He
him.
did. He did.
So, but are they smart enough to put it together? I'm saying
Well,
no.
you gotta assume that as soon as John steps foot there, a little weird little kid in the wheelchair. And Sam are gonna be waiting there for him and say, "Hey, buddy,
True.
we got good news and bad news. Like, depending
Because
on how you take it, it's
Brand
either
did
good
say,
news or
I
bad."
need to tell him.
Actually, more like
Yeah,
bad news or badder news. You're
like,
still an
yeah,
orphan.
we got news for you. You're really the rightful heir. Number one, number two, you're a Targaryen.
The lady you've been fucking on that boat is your aunt.
Well, I mean, Targaryens do that, so."
Yeah, but how does John take that?
I don't see John. I mean, if I found out, I'd be like, "Oh my God, I'm done. Bye."
Okay.
I'd be freaked out.
Right, because John didn't want to like go to whorehouses and stuff. Like John's not
Exactly.
okay.
But I don't think I don't think he's gonna have a rider.
Okay, no rider. All right, Terry, you said you didn't have one. Do you have one now?
Nah.
Okay, well then.
Ghost is all I got.
Here's a second. Does Danny make it out of here with two dragons? Does Drogon make it?
Well, your last answer was they live. So do you want to stick with that? That they both stay alive?
Yes.
And this is kind of like that one can't be without the other thing, right? Like, not Rhaegal, but Drogon and Daenerys. It's like one
Oh yeah,
probably can't be without the
their
other.
fates are together. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she leaves with two dragons.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I'll fill in that fourth one then for shits and giggles. Does Euron make it?
No.
Who does it?
There's a lot of options here. There's more options than what you would think.
Right? Because he's
I
all.
can think of three off the top of my head. Theon, Yara, or Jaime. Like those are the three.
Right? And he should have been jumped last episode by the Lannister brothers.
I think maybe like Theon's gonna try, but he's already gonna have like halfway saved Yara. And then it's gonna be like a tag team type like thing where like he gets Euron like in a corner or whatever and she like gets a stab in or something. So like Yara would do the final blow, but it'll be like a joint effort.
Okay.
It's
Okay.
gonna be like when Iron Man was fighting both Winter Soldier and Captain America.
Yeah.
Same camera angle and
Yep.
everything.
Yep.
Like when you start saying tag team, that's the first thing that went to my head. I can see just Euron in the center, just fighting the two of them with
Yep.
swords and shit.
No, because I feel like Yara is gonna be like how Theon was with Ramsay. Like weak and stuff like that, so I think it's gonna be like she gonna be like on the ground, like no, Fionn, get him, and then like
Okay.
no,
Stab.
I do feel like this death is tied to whoever wins the war. Like this is kind of like there's no reason for Euron to be alive if he's not on the winning side. Like they'd have to kill him. Like what do you do with
Oh
him?
yeah.
You can't just
No.
oh, Cersei loses and Euron, you're just over there sailing away. Like
Yeah.
no,
No.
I
No.
think
No.
he's gotta.
Well, I mean, he has sailed away. Of course, it's to get the Golden Company and those elephants. That's the most important part, actually. Those elephants. It's not that I'm serious. Just pay attention.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd be kind of upset, man, if we see like Noah's Ark come through here and it's like 40 elephants on a boat and that bitch
Buoyancy. Oh, see, okay. All right, well,
They gotta have a weight limit on a boat, right?
there is.
All right, yeah, see?
But I'm pretty sure you could hold 40 elephants
400
on
elephants,
one
then. I don't
boat.
know. What's.
400 is a big number, yeah.
But these boats don't look like, a Carnival cruise ship. Like,
No, them boats hold about 20 people.
yeah, this really is not Noah's Ark. So I don't want to see Noah's Ark in this next season.
All right, well, that was Do They Make It? And now we can get into our draft. So, season 7 draft. James, you have the first pick. Terry, you're second. And I am drafting third.
You know what sucks most about this draft? The first half of this season we did so goddamn long ago. Before we do this draft, I need James's blind rankings. That way I can try to like piece this shit together a little bit.
All right, so James's blind rankings. One, Spoils of War 704. Two, 703, The Queen's Justice. Three, 707, Beyond, or 707, The Lion and the
Dragon and the Wolf.
Dragon and the Wolf. 701, Dragonstone. 5 is 702, Stormborn. 6 is 706, Beyond the Wall. And 7 was 705, Eastwatch.
Okay.
And I think what I s said, which one was it? one of these, maybe it was episode six, I would switch with episode two, I think. Or episode three, rather. Think it was episode six. Maybe. I can't remember. I know it was one of them where I said my two was too high.
The Queen's Justice, yes, you did say that was too high.
I'm ready. Ready when y'all are.
Ready? Okay. I was just, you looked like you were thinking.
I still am, but I think I got my. If he doesn't take, if he takes this one first, then I'm fucked. I mean, just give me a second after this. I don't think he's taking this one first, so.
All right, Ginge, what are you taking at number one? Are you look Why you look so stressed?
Because I had a number one, but then I'm like, maybe I don't want that one to be number one. But I know if I don't take a number one, it's not, I'm not gonna have it. But I have a question though. The episode that Joffrey died, did I take that number? Was that my number one?
Season four, yes, it was.
Then episode seven will be my number one pick.
Damn it, man. I was not thinking you were gonna take that. That was gonna be my pick. Fuck. Fuck. I was like, maybe he'll forget about that. Like, maybe we just did that one, but maybe he won't have recency bias.
He said, actually, Littlefinger died. So that's all I
Yeah, that's what I was banking on.
have been waiting, baby.
All right, so with my pick, I think I'm gonna take Disposal War, number two.
Did you? Oh, is that the one? That
Yeah, that was the other one. Yeah,
was
that was gonna be my. So.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna take the Spoils of War. It's a really good episode. Really good
That's
episode.
okay.
Jaime almost ended the war, and then
Almost.
almost died. The amount of emotions that man must have been feeling at the end of that.
Oh, yes. And Arya comes back to Winterfell. Yeah. Okay. All right. So with my pick, I'm gonna take. Right. I'm gonna go with 706, be on the wall. Gendry. Just the sheer amount of
Speed.
The athleticism in the whole episode, from
Yeah, it's
speed to the javelin throw, like the ice zombies, the chains, whatever I think about the chains,
the fucking Game of Thrones Olympics. Now that you say this.
it is.
This is
A lot
really.
of people are saying that this episode with the chains is the start of the downfall of the series.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. However, comma, it's a good one.
It
I
is.
just, I
It
like them
was.
all together on that island, and the Hound being a complete fucking like,
The helm being me, because again, I would have thrown rocks. Like
Right.
I ain't no, ain't nothing else to do. Like I'm taking my chances.
And then we get some really longing, yearning looks between Danny and John, like that
And
hate.
we see some record speeds from people and animals.
And animals, yeah.
Ravens fly at record speed from
Oh
Eastwatch to Dragonstone.
my God.
We need to confirm if Eastwatch to Dragonstone is further from drag than Dragonstone to King's Landing. I really do want to know which is like further.
It's gotta be.
You said Eastwatch is further?
Yeah, Eastwatch has to be further. Because Dragonstone's not that far from King.
I wouldn't think so, but do you let this episode tell it? They are next door neighbors.
All right, Ginge. One, two, three, and five are left.
I'm gonna go with episode three because I did put that as my number two and because I did like it a lot.
Okay. Oh, tell Cersei. Okay.
Queen's Justice.
Queen of Justice is a really, it's a really good one. Like,
It is.
they meet. They meet. That's where all the goo goo eyes start. Oh, waited a long time. A long time to get here. And then they fucked. But you took that one. So I think that's pretty fitting,
Yeah,
actually.
he's got the full circle there.
Yeah.
He's got from start to finish.
Literally.
All right, I'm gonna take episode one, Dragonstone. Kicks off the season with a bang.
Aria.
Yeah, Arya with Walder Frey.
Yep.
Dany finally makes it to Westeros. Finally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that leaves me with or five. Okay, I'm gonna take Eastwatch.
That's what I figured you were leaning. That's where I would lean if I was your pick.
Yes, I'm gonna take Eastwatch. I mean, she sets Sam's dad on fire. Does Sam ever find out about that?
Maybe not.
Who would snitch? Who's
Yeah,
gonna
like
tell him?
who?
There's options. Like Jaime could tell him. Daenerys could tell him.
But do any of
Tyrion.
them even know who
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
Sam is?
I'm
Like,
assuming they're gonna talk when they get there, right? You gotta assume that Sam's gonna play. Hey, I'm Sam Well Tarly. Oh, Tarly. Oh, I knew that guy.
I knew.
Mm-hmm. I met you. I met a Tarly one time. See,
Couple of them. I don't think anybody gonna tell him.
Okay. So you think he's just gonna be in the dead dad's club just not knowing?
Unknowingly.
Dad or he it's like, you know, because you asked me the same thing if Davos ever finds out about what's her face?
Serene.
And well, nobody told him, he found out on his own. Well, I
In
mean,
this case, though, I don't know how you find out on your own. Like,
right. So, and if he don't find out on his own, I don't think he's gonna find out.
Okay.
The only way, unless like somehow, like I don't know, after everything's done, he magically goes back home and his mom's like, "Your dad is dead,"
Yeah,
or "Your dad
I.
is
Yeah, I
dead."
mean, I. Do we ever see, and I really am asking so I don't remember. Did Tyrion ever talk to Sam when he went to the wall in season one?
No, Sam wasn't there.
No, yeah. Like,
Okay.
I don't think there was any interaction between anybody. Like, nobody would know.
Because I don't reason why I asked that is because Tyrion, if Tyrion met Sam in season one, like he would have known. Like the name Tarly and who his dad was and all that
Right,
stuff.
right.
So that's why I asked that. Because then Tyrion could say, oh yeah, like come here, buddy. I got something to tell you. I shut a door.
Well, I mean, you have to think he's gonna introduce himself to Dany. I
Yes.
mean, he's Jon's best friend.
And a Tyrion. Like he's gonna get to know everybody. Because really he's the quasi maester at the moment.
Right. And I mean, we know Bran knows. Like, we haven't seen him see it, but we know he knows because he knows everything.
Well, Bran might have stopped the story short there. He might have just got to them saying, standing right there, and he might have just turned the movie off. We've come to find out Bran does not like the end of movies. He doesn't like to get to the end. Bran does what we should all do. Like just stop halfway through season eight and then just go from there. Go about your merry way.
Okay, well, I guess Sam is just in the Dead Dad's Club.
He
Yes.
is.
All right. With a wife and a baby. So everybody's at Winterfell. When are we getting this battle?
It better be like episode two or something. And
I would say,
it better span over multiple episodes.
oh.
I listen, and I get that, and I would also say it can't be like too soon because I do feel like we got more people to get. Do you think they have enough people to fight the Army of the
Who's
Dead?
left, though? Half the country's dead
Cersei better
already.
be sending some fucking people.
Cersei, are you sending
Listen,
nobody? She's already said
she
she's
better have a
not.
change of heart in episode
It is
one.
not
And I better see some
happening.
red cloaked Lannister
It
men
is. It is. Well,
making
there
their
might
merry
be
way.
red cloak Lannister men that are loyal to Jaime, but the whole army ain't going, bro.
Listen, I'm just saying, it don't seem like we got enough people. But for all we know, like, we don't know how big the Dothraki army is or how many people there. Because, like, we'll see the Dothraki.
The real
It's
question
like four of
is,
them. And the next thing we know, it's like 40,000 of them. So,
the
like, we don't know which Dothraki army we're going to get.
real question is how much of that dragon glass did they mine?
That's a good question. Do we have enough weapons? And
Because, like, you
then,
can have all the people in the world, but you ain't got no weapons for them. It ain't gonna matter.
here's another question. And this is like a real question. How many Unsullied do we really have left?
I mean, it looks like a lot of them.
It
Yeah,
does,
it did
but
look
how
like a
many
lot.
does she start with? Wasn't it like 8,000?
Something like that. That
When
number.
she bought the Unsullied, it was like 8,000 Unsullied, right?
Oh, let me check my notes.
I feel like.
Because I feel like somehow we have more than 8,000 left. And we saw
Yeah,
a shit ton of Unsullied die in
they
season
died
five.
over there.
Yeah.
They died over
And
here.
then we just saw a shit ton of them die over here. So I feel like we should only have like 2,000 Unsullied left at this point, give or take.
Well,
Carry the one, subtract three, you know.
I
But I'm pretty sure she starts with 8,000 Unsullied, is what she bought. Or stole, or however you want to. She really didn't pay for it. She fake paid for it. She done with the okie doke.
don't
Here's a dragon for the Unsullied, but I come back out with the dragon and the Unsullied. It's like white man can't jump.
Ooh. All right. Season ratings. Ginge, where would you rate season seven?
Not where, just like
I
one
mean,
out of 10, right?
out of 10, yeah.
Yeah.
What did I rate season six and four?
Season six, you rated 9.5 out of 10. And four was a 9 out of 10.
Okay, what was five?
6 out of 10.
I'm gonna say 9 out of 10 as well. And it would be a little higher if it was longer.
Okay.
Like some things in this season just felt rushed through. And then some things, I don't know, I just feel like maybe one or two more episodes would be enough to.
And it's funny you say that because I'm gonna give it an 8 because of that same reason. Like watching this again, it does feel super rushed. Because when I said that, what I say, like there, this feels like it should be more episodes.
Yeah. Like
Like
it feels
we
super
feel like we
rushed.
have two more episodes left in this season. Like we should have a couple more episodes left.
Yeah.
We
And that's
should.
basically
But
like eight picks up on
yeah.
a couple episodes that we should have now.
Yeah.
I think that season seven is probably my third favorite season, though.
Behind 6 and 4.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Six
I
being
agree.
number one, four,
I agree.
seven.
Yeah. That's good.
I am gonna give it I was gonna give it an 8, however, comma.
But we can't agree, so she's gonna go with a different number.
However, comma. I am gonna give it a 9 because watching through and processing how this is like, it changed my whole perspective on one character in like one moment. I have to give it an X. And plus, you know, I got a baby out of this. So 9 out of 10.
True. True.
9 out of 10. I will give it a 9 out of 10.
You got real life blessings out of season seven.
Okay, that's a word.
You got real life blessings and extra expenses out of a fucking TV series.
Oh, boat sex was so good though. All right, well, Brienne and Jamie are gonna fuck, according to you.
Yep.
Yeah, what are other things you're looking forward to before we wrap this up in 5 minutes and 16 seconds?
I hope this is like more than just, you know, a 6 minute scene of a battle fight.
And let me ask you this, because we saw like probably the best battle in TV history. What I say is the best battle in TV history. Do you think it exceeds Battle of the Bastards for you? Like, do you think the way Battle of the Bastards were that there can be something better?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there could be, whether or not they do it or not, I don't know, because everything y'all been saying and the internet be saying is that season 8 disappointed everybody.
Now, I
So
will say, I'm gonna tell you, like, up to episode 3 and like most of four, I'm still like all in on season 8. Like, I'm enjoying it my first watch through.
how many episodes is it?
Five.
Okay.
Six, sorry.
Six. Okay, so here's what needs to happen, okay? Episode 1 is like round up the troops, everybody game planning, doing whatever, figuring out who's doing what, who's getting what, all that. 2, 3, 4 better be all nothing but battling.
And
I
this,
want to see.
are you saying one battle or both battles in those three episodes? Are we talking just a battle against the White
No, no, no.
Walkers? Are we
No,
talking
White
like
Walkers
White
only.
Walkers and then we're flipping it? Okay, White Walkers only.
2, 3, 2, 3, 4.
Two,
White
three.
Walkers only.
We ain't got
They're
enough
the
people for
big
three
bad.
episodes, man.
They're the big bad. We've been teasing them for all the things. That needs to
We
be long.
ain't got enough people
That
for three
is a
episodes.
struggle that needs to be long. And then episode 5 is the quarrel with Cersei and Dany. That I don't think it's gonna be as big of a fight because there ain't gonna be many people di alive yet, but it needs to be another fight, okay? And then episode 6 is Aftermath.
All right. Let me put some logic in this thing. Episode one, like, I don't think you should go in with too high expectations in terms of like battle planning, because like we have a lot of reunions to get to in episode one.
Nope, I don't care.
Okay.
They can all be in
All
episode 1, but the battle
right,
plan
so we
needs
gonna
first.
have some quick
Oi,
reunions.
Arya, yay!
Let's get
Oh
straight to
shit.
business.
Let's go. Yep, we ain't got time. We ain't
We're
got
all
time to play. We ain't
strangers
got time
here,
to
but we're
play.
gonna get the business.
We ain't got time to play.
Sansa, here's Danny. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like we ain't got time.
Here's my question. You know how this ends. Spoiler alert. Right? You
No.
know. Spoiler, you know who ends up on the Iron Throne.
No.
Good. Perfect.
Yeah, no, I don't know who gets on it.
Oh, I thought you knew. I thought you told me you knew. Okay, well, never mind then.
No, I don't know who knows.
Because I was gonna ask you to see how, if like you had a prediction for how it happened, but
No,
perfect.
I don't know who actually ends up on it.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else, CJ? You have to ask him anything else.
Nah.
All right. We're gonna have a party. Season 8 is gonna be a party. And I also agree with TJ. I think that you will turn around on Theon.
He's gonna do one thing. One thing he's gonna do in this season. That's gonna be like, you're gonna be like,
One
okay. That's
thing.
all it's gonna take, man.
Nah.
One time, Little Giants, man. One time.
All right, well. That's going to do it for this episode of Charges of the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. You can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE, everywhere. So on behalf of Ginge and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.